Well, there's been an overwhelming reaction right across the board from just about everybody. It's just been shocking. And I think it's just such a shock for a young mum to be, you know, murdered in this way. And everybody's reeling from it. And I suppose we're thinking of our family and friends today, you know, just after the weekend, and, you know, the ordeal that will be for them all.
And also, you know, news coming out of Natalie McNally, who was killed by her partner, that it's just come out that he was found guilty, that this is a serious issue in Northern Ireland, and the figures are staggering, and it's a scary time for women in Northern Ireland.
It absolutely is, and we are thinking, because apart from the homicides that hit the news, you know, on a weekly basis, we are seeing, you know, referrals, and that's right across the north. We are seeing high referrals of domestic violence victims into services. So, you know, we are also working very hard with those who are in abuse situations, or those that are trying to leave, or those who are managing maybe issues of sort of contact and a range of issues also once they've left, because leaving, it doesn't always secure that they're safe as well. We have to do a lot of work to make them safe. So, yes, you know, Jess Phillips, the UK safeguarding minister, had said that Northern Ireland was at epidemic levels. And she said not only in comparison with the UK, but in comparison with other countries. So there is a need for something to be done in terms of addressing this.
And, you know, the statistics would show that the majority of these incidents come from it's domestic or it's an ex-partner. Do you have any advice for a woman that feels that she can't get out of that, and this news will be, you know, an extra sort of worry for these women who are in these situations?
Across the north, any woman that's in this or is fearful will be scared, you know, will impact. And also, if we remember, all of the other families who have experienced, you know, homicides as well, it's a cruel reminder. So for any woman there is always options. Make your way to your nearest DV. You know, there will be a women's aid or an equivalent domestic violence service near you. There are helplines both north and south of the border. And just, you know, talk to somebody and talk to those people who know and understand domestic abuse and can support you with whatever you want to do. So that's really, really important, that there is help out here, that we can support families, and we do every day of the week. And we're just disappointed that we didn't know about Amy, and therefore, you know, we're disappointed that, you know, we weren't able to prevent the homicide, and that's what our work is. So I would appeal to anybody to get help, to go forward. It will be a confidential service. You don't have to do anything, but you have the opportunity to have somebody help you and seek advice. And there's a whole range of services there, access to police, social services, and a whole range of other agencies.